WW4NAP mobile.
Is that KM4NAP? This is W4DJW.
My name is Ed on this end. How are you this morning, KM4NAP?
Good morning, Ed. I don't know how long you've been up, but it's 1:50. I think that's afternoon. But anyway, are you having a good day?
We're so good, and you're right. I didn't get up to 10 o'clock this morning, so I'm running a few hours behind.
I hear you. I'm running a few hours early. I woke up at about 3, and I laid there for 30 minutes thinking, am I going to get sleepy again or not? And at 3:30, I said not, and just got up and started working, and have not stopped since then. I figure if I can't beat it, join it. Just get up. If I can't stay asleep in the middle of the night, just get up and get something productive done.
I didn't go to bed at midnight, but I'm retired, so I don't get in a hurry anymore about getting up or going to bed or whatever. So I guess that's why my internal clock is tore off a little bit.
Well, that's one of the reasons I got up, is because I am too. But just recently, I haven't always been retired. I'm still trying to figure out how retirement works, but I'm having a good time doing it. And if I was still working, I probably would have tried a little bit harder to go to sleep.
December, I'll be retired 22 years, and I don't enjoy none of it.
Well, I started when I was 14, and I finished when I was 64. So that's 50 years of work I'm done. I thought about going back for one more year, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
At the age of 48.
Well, I hope that was because you wanted to, not because you had to.
I have to. Bad heart attack and open heart surgery sort of ended that. And when you work on police force and you have open heart surgery like I did, they retire you. They're afraid something's going to happen to you.
Well, I hate that happened to you, and thank you for your service. Appreciate that. I know that's hard work and goes underappreciated most often, but I appreciate that our police officers, they have a tough job.
To be honest with you, it's nothing like it used to be. It used to be enjoyable, but now it's gotten so aggravating. I've got three sons, all three of them at one time were in law enforcement. The middle son, he got out of it, but the oldest and the youngest is still at it, and I got a grandson that works at the county.
Well, hopefully they can get it turned around. I know it's in a difficult situation right now. We like to watch that. Oh, I don't know if you have you ever watched On Patrol Live?
I have it, but I've never watched it.
Well, they have a lot of South Carolina police officers. Two counties, Richland County and Berkeley or something like that, Berkeley, some lower part of the state. And we've got some pretty good officers in South Carolina. There's one of them named Captain Danny Brown. And I tell you what, he does everything just right. I don't know how he does it. He can be chasing somebody down and capture them and then ask them if they pick them up and ask them if they're okay. It's just the coolest thing you ever saw.
Quick, it's all in how you treated people. And 90% of the people were good people, even though I had to arrest them. They were still good people, and they were courteous, and I was courteous back to them. But then you still got that 1% out there that won't be an idiot.
And that's what makes it hard. Yeah, I agree with you. I have the utmost respect for them. If they pull me over, and I've been pulled over for speeding many times and pulled over for a wrong lane change. And if you're nice to them, they're going to be nice. That's just the way I've always found it. Don't get too nervous. Just be normal, right? Answer their questions. Give them what they ask for, and everything will be fine.
Get nervous. They got something to hide. But when I work traffic, I gave 15 miles over speed limit. Now, once you hit 16, you got a ticket. And then you reduce it depending on your attitude. But I look at it this way. You got cars out there that's got miles on them. People change their size of tires. That throws the speedometer off. And I gave an extra 5 miles above 10 to be fair. And I never had to... I can say I'm not bragging, but I've never had anybody stand me a trial on a speeding ticket.
Well, I noticed I did a lot of, I was on the road a lot while I was going back and forth to Charlotte every day for 10 years. That's 1,000 miles a week I was on the road. And it's 2 hours before work in the morning, 2 hours after work in the evening, and then like a 12-hour day. So that put like 4 hours on top of 12-hour days, but 16-hour days. So I was doing nothing but driving and working and driving and working. And I noticed if I kept my speed under 10 miles an hour over, they didn't even look at me twice. They'd pass me with me going 7 miles an hour over, and they just look at me. I look at them, they keep on going. So I figured 7 is safe.
We'll give that 10-mile-an-hour bracket there, except what they used to do years ago with the Highway Patrol. They called it the Wolf Pack. If they caught you running 1 mile over, they gave you a ticket.
Well, what's the name of that place on Wade Hampton going from Greer to Spartanburg? Welford, I think is the name of it. I think it's Welford. They had a reputation for that, and I had to go through there every single day. And because of that reputation, when I hit that 45-mile-an-hour speed limit in Welford, I put it right on 45 and left it there until I got out of their area. And then I heard later that they got in trouble for that. I don't know how true it was.
Trouble for it. You can't have speed traps. State won't allow it. So they went in there and took care of the issue.
Well, you know, that just goes to show you, I mean, everybody's not perfect. It goes both ways. But I tell you what, both sides have to have respect for the other side. And I usually found if you start off with respect, they'll do it 99.999% of the time. Well, 100% of the encounters I ever had.
I said earlier, it's all in how you treat people. So how long have you been a ham?
I grew up in a ham family. My dad was a ham radio operator, I think, when I was born. We lived up in Michigan. I was born in Michigan. I only stayed there 6 years and then came down here, but then moved back up there and then came back down here, and we did that like 4 or 5 times. So I was around it my whole life. My cousin and I helped put up my dad's tower in the backyard. It was 70-foot freestanding, and I guess we were teenagers when we did that. And all we used was the belt on our jeans. We'd strap our belt through the through one of the legs of the tower, and we'd hoist a section up, and with two hands on one leg and one hand on each of the other legs, we'd get it aligned, plop it down, bolt it on, and climb it up and do it over again. But anyway, my dad kept throwing books at me saying, study this book, you need to be a ham. When I didn't do it until I was 40 years old. So that was 2004. So I was in my 40s, you know, in 2004. So I've been a ham. I'm working on, well, 2024 will be 20 years for me.
Me beat. I finally broke down and took the exam when I was 60.
KB2A, check that.
Well, that's good. That's good. You got to keep wanting to learn, right? And even at 60, I still have that desire to learn. Go ahead, David, W4DJW.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. If we're comparing notes, I got my license in 1989.
So, Ed, that's Dave coming here bragging. KM4NAP, Ed is on here with us, Dave.
Yeah, I'd love to stand on my own pedestal, you know. Good enough. I'm heading to the house here. I just got done with a customer doing an estimate for a mini split, so just going to go home and chill out the rest of the day. Go chillax.
Well, you keep right on working, Dave, because you're keeping Ed and me funded. Because we're both retired, so you got to keep paying those taxes.
I'm trying like heck. You know, as long as people buy the equipment and I can install it, I'm good, you know. But welcome to the new ham. Congratulations on getting your license. Never too late to learn and have fun in the hobby. I'll pass it over to you, sir. I'm sorry I didn't catch your calls. Calls here, Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS, and my name is Dave, and I live here in Greer.
He has spoke a long time ago, Dave, but it's good to hear from you. I'll let you and the other party get together and talk a little bit. We're picking up pallets so we can build a little shed for my granddaughter's pet bull, so I will catch you guys later on down the log. So it's 732-KM4NAP will be on the side.
Okay, Ed, let me see if I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay, Ed, it was good talking to you. I hope to hear you in here again real soon. And take care. Don't work too hard. KM4NAP, W4DJW. Go ahead, Dave.
Very good, 73, sir. 73, have a good day, and I'm sure we'll chat again. Anywho, I'm heading to the house, and maybe if I get inspired, I'll get up on my tower and get that vertical up there, or get at least some of the bracketing put on. it just kills me. Every time I try and do it, I either get busy with work, or it's raining, or some nonsense.
Well, thanks to Winter Field Day, and by the way, where were you on Winter Field Day? Because I didn't see you. I don't recall seeing you, so you need a good excuse for not being there. But thanks to Winter's Field Day, I got all my HF stuff warmed up and working, and I've been doing PSK for the last 6 days, a couple days before the Winter Field Day, a couple days during Winter Field Day, and a couple days after it. I still can't stop.
I was out being a dirty, rotten capitalist and fixing heat systems. I had a couple of heat systems down I had to get on top of. I would love to have been there, but I just... You know, I can't leave my customers stranded.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, because if I ever get stranded again, I'm probably going to be calling you. I had those other guys you know about come out, and they fixed this last one. They put a new core in it, but I think that's the last time I'm going to call them. I just think it is. Anyway, I hate we missed you out there at Field Day. We had a great time. Got a bunch of pictures. Hoping to put them up on the website soon. But you can at least look at the pictures.
Yeah, I don't think we've met yet. We spoke on the phone a couple of times. I'm trying to get to one or two of the meetings around here so I can put some faces to the names I'm talking to, you know. Of course, I know Steve, I know Jimmy, I know, you know, Patrick. I've met Patrick a couple of times, and really don't really know that many people.
Well, you know, the Mid Club meeting is the first Monday of the month, right? And the first Monday of the month for this month, for February, is going to be the 6th of February, which is a week from yesterday. And it is at the Red Cross place over, Greenville Red Cross over on 940 Grove Road. It's over there near the hospital system.
Greer. It's not in Greer?
So there's a lot of Greer Club. Greer has a club. This isn't the Greer Club that I'm talking about. The club I'm talking about is the one that maintains this repeater. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. The Greer Club is Greer Amateur Radio Club, GARC, G-A-R-C. This is B-R-A-R-S, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. So, yeah, there is one in Greer, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I knew the two different clubs. I thought this club met in Greer. Okay, because I'm in Greer. I'm pretty close to you, because I can hear you on the input pretty strong. I have an idea where you're at. You're down there by Ingles off at 290.
Well, I'm north of Ingles, off of 290, two miles north of Greer. If you drew a horizontal line across Lake Cunningham, and a vertical line through Lake Robinson, where they intersect would be where I live.
Okay, and if you take Taylor's Road up to 14 and cross 14, you're in my neighborhood.
Which road is Taylor's Road? Is that Brushy Creek?
Oh, no. I say, if you're on 290 coming towards 29, there's a little farm stand, a peach farm stand down there. I can't think of it. There's two traffic lights where 101 comes in, and that's Taylor's Road, that second light. You make a left and you come up, come around past the four-way stop and up to 14. You're in my area.
Okay, that's closer than I thought. I thought you were on the south side of White Hampton. You're actually on the north side of White Hampton. You're closer to me than I thought. Okay, well, here's what you do. This coming Monday, the 6th of February, you put a dot on your calendar for 7 p.m., and at 6 p.m., you start thinking about getting your keys and wallet and head to the vehicle and drive over to 940 Grove Road and be there by 7, and that'll solve this problem of not seeing each other.
Okay. I like the way you describe that. Get my keys, get my wallet, and whatever else, you know, hide my papers and head my way.
There you go. I'm trying. We're making it so you can attend virtually or you can attend in person. And I'm trying to get it so that I can attend virtually every time. But I forgot the camera last time, so this time I've got to go in person again. But March meeting, I'm probably going to be virtual.
On the GPS here, it's 33 minutes from me, so yeah, 6 o'clock would probably about do it right. Excuse me, because it's taking a little time to get down into town with all the rush hour traffic.
Yeah, give it about 5 or 10 minutes longer than you would think it would normally take to get through Greenville. Because sometimes you hit every red light in Greenville green, and sometimes you hit every one of them red. And when you hit that time, you hit them every one of them red, that can add 10 minutes to your trip.
Well, Dave, I'm in the driveway here. Let me get in the house and start the rest of my day here. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. It's nice out. It's not windy. I may venture up on a tower. Have a good day, sir. W4DJW KB2HXS.
All right, David. Good talking to you. Looking forward to meeting you on the 6th. KB2HXS W4DJW. Clear and listening.
All right. Talk to you soon, sir.
For FOY, Marking.
Good afternoon, Rhonda. You having a good day?
How you doing?
I'm having a good day. I got up at 3:30 in the morning. I just could not sleep. I woke up at 3 and I fought it till 3:30, and then I got up at 3:30 and I said I might as well do something productive rather than just laying here like a knot on a log. And I still feel pretty good. So, got a lot done, too.
Where am I sounding? I have got a little handheld radio in my truck. It's not attached to or tied in with an outside antenna. How am I sounding?
You're sounding perfectly readable to me. I didn't look down at the signal strength, but it sounds like it's full-scale, full-quiet. And I'll look down next time and tell you if it's anything different, but it sounds good.
I'm waiting on another antenna to put on my truck, because the one I had on here, the SWR, was way off the chart, and there was no way to tune it.
Okay, well, that one's working fine. If you're moving on a rubber duck inside a cab, then, you know, it has marginal. It doesn't work near as good as when you have an external antenna. Let's put it that way. But yours right now, you must not be moving because it sounds rock solid.
But I'm down 14. I'm out here close to the Gibbs Cancer Center.
Okay, well, it's doing good. You must have it on high power then.
Before getting back with me, I'm gonna get off of here and focus on my driving. Hope you have a good day. This is KQ4FOY. Let me speak to you.
All right, Rhonda. You have a good day, too. Stay safe out there on the road. KQ4FRY, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Dave, hope you're having a good day.
I am. I had an early start, and now I'm kind of winding down playing PSK. I've been doing that for the last hour and a half.
What band do you normally do PSK on, or are you just all over the place?
I float. I go up to 20 meters during the daytime and down to 80 meters at night.
I have to see if I can't catch you on there one evening.
During gray line, before and after, I'm usually on 40. So the transition goes from 20 when the sun is up to 40 when the sun is about to go down, until after it is down, and to 80 when 40 runs out. I noticed there's a lot of other people that do that too. They follow the sun like that. So I do the same thing as the crowd does. PSK isn't near as bad as it used to be. It used to be like FT8 is now. You know, you can't get a word in edgewise. But now that crowd has all gone up to FT8 frequencies, and that leaves PSK manageable again.
PSK, so I'll have to give it a try and see if I can make contact with you across the mountain.
Yeah, that should be doable on 40 or 80. 20 might be kind of tough. Sometimes you can be in the same town as somebody else and you're on 20 and ground wave just doesn't work. But ground wave on 40 or 80 ought to work.
Picked over the mountain Steve and Gary and Ed, Ken on 80, so I would figure it would work in the evening time anyway.
Use the frequency like 3.58?
Where we were at in the 80 meter band, it was the phone portion.
Okay. Well, that's where PSK is. I think PSK is below FT8 on most of the bands except for 80, it's above it.
Get into that last one. I think it's where I'm at.
Okay. You headed back up the mountain? Is that any better or any different? Maybe not. Okay, if you can hear me. KO4HKX W4DJW. I'll be clear to you. Come out of the black hole.
I guess today it's not KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Catch you later. KO4HKX W4DJW clear.